Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Babasra, and we are up to Parakei Mishnah Ches. So says Mishnah, Mochri Yain B'Shem L'Chaveru. If someone sells wine or oil to someone else, V'Hukro Shuhuzlu, and the wine or oil went up in price or went down in price, so somebody wants to back out of the agreement. So Imat Shalom Nismalis Amida, if the price changed before they filled up the measuring cup that they were using, L'Mocher, then it still belongs to the Mocher because the Kinyan didn't go through yet. Misha Nismalis Amida, once they filled up the container, l'lokech, then it belongs to l'lokech, because we assume that the kinyan had already gone through. But if there was a middleman in between them, and that's who owns the container, nishbrach, if the barrel were to break after it was filled up, nishbrach l'sirsur, then the middleman is the one that lost out. So he, meaning the assumption is that he was buying this wine or oil, and then selling it to the third party, so it was his when it broke. When you're selling liquid things, so you're pouring it out of the seller's kelim into the buyer's kelim, you can't just wait till the gush finishes. You have to let it drip, drip, drip. Once you see three drips, then you could you don't have to wait for more drips to come out. Hirkinu mitzah areyu shel mocher. Once you give those three drips, and then you tilt the container on its side, and a little more of the oil or wine or whatever it is gathers together, the mocher gets to keep that. V'achenveni enu chayiv lahatav shalosh tipin. But a chenveni, someone who's a storekeeper, does not have to allow for three drips to come out, because he's too busy to wait for drip, drip, drip. He could just pour out whatever he has, and that's good enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Erev Shabbos im Chashecha Potter, that if it's Erev Shabbos and it's coming close to Shabbos, everyone is very rushed, and then everyone is potter from letting the three drips drip out. Mishnah Tes, HaShalech es b'no etzel chenveni pundion b'yado. You send a young child, to a chenveni, and he has a coin that's worth two isars in his hand, and he wants to buy some oil for one isar, so he's supposed to come home with an isar of change and a jug of oil. So the storekeeper gives him shemen worth an isar, and he gives him back change of an isar. But he's a 5-year-old kid. He comes home with no isar and a broken jug, so no oil. So the chenveni is chayiv, because what are you giving it to a little kid for? You should know that he's not able to be shomer it. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Shalman Askin Shlacho. Rabbi says, no, that's not the chenveni's fault. That's daddy's fault. What did you send a little kid to buy this stuff for? Umodum Cham Rabbi Yehuda, the Cham would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it's daddy's fault. If the jug was in the kid's hand when the chenveni was filling it, umodat chenveni letocha, and the chenveni was measuring directly into it, then chenveni pater. Then he's going to be moda that the chenveni is taka going to be pater in that case. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Ches, we had said that if you sell wine or oil to someone and it went up or down in price, so someone wants to back out of the sale, so if it's before the container was filled, so it still belongs to the mocher. If it's after the container was filled, it now belongs to the lokeach. If there's a middleman and it was his container, so then it belongs to him. In general, when you sell liquid things, you have to wait till three drips come out, and whatever liquid remains behind still belongs to the mocher. But a chenveni doesn't even need to wait for the three drips. And Rabbi Yehuda says, on Erev Shabbos, you don't need to wait for the three drips when it's late in the day, because everyone is in a big rush. In Mishnah Tes, we spoke about a child who was sent to the store with a $100 bill to buy a jug of oil and bring back $50 change. And the guy gave him a jug of oil and $50 change, but the kid didn't come home with any of it. So Tanakama says, that's the chenveni's responsibility. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's daddy's responsibility. And the Chum Marmoda, that it's daddy's responsibility when the child is holding the jug and the chenveni is pouring the stuff into the jug. That is not the chenveni's responsibility. That is purely daddy's responsibility.